Josh Kelly.
Yes. What can you tell me?
What sort of a player demands or deserves 8 years at $8 million? Is it a player who has played for, I haven't got the actual games, is he about 150 games? He's had one best and fairest, one All-Australian. He was equal fourth last year. He polled five Brownlow votes, averaged 22 possessions. Is that the resume or CV of an eight-year, $8 million player?
No. If I was to categorise him as a player, he's an outstanding, he's an excellent midfielder. He's not a match, in my mind, he's not the match-winning, needle-moving player that others are. Like, I don't think he changes the course of a game by the actions out on the field and what he produces by the way he plays. He's a great...
He can. I've seen him do it. He can. He can be a needle mover. I don't doubt he can be a needle mover.
But have...
We don't see
So
him
when
enough.
You think about the needle movers in the game, those that really influence games, yeah. You don't necessarily think of him.
No, I don't, but he can do it. I have seen him do it, but he doesn't do it consistently enough that he comes to front of mind when you talk about the needle mover.
That's right. So if you're talking about an eight-year deal, if you're talking about tying yourself as a football club to
eight
a player
years
for 8 years...
$8 million,
is...
It's extraordinary money, Tim.
You would just take it. And if he hasn't taken it by now, apparently there was a deadline, which was the 31st of July, which has come and gone, has been extended out. One would think then that he's still... potentially thinking about other offers.
Yeah, no, that's
and
fair,
going right? somewhere
and
else, which
got,
is fine.
He has got offers. We know that. We know North Melbourne are all over him.
Which is fine. And good luck to him.
I'm not begrudging him anything. Well, I hope he gets as much money as he wants. I'm just trying to work out, is he an eight-year player?
No, he's part of your midfield group, right? So when you sit
well,
down...
That's not $1 million a year player. $1 million a year player is Martin and Petrarca and... Bontempelli, that's $1 million.
Yeah, I don't think he's up to that level.
One best and fairest and one All-Australian.
No, he's not up
and
to that.
And does that warrant $1 million a year?
No, but good luck to him.
No, good luck.
I read that article in the Age today
and I'm looking at it and go, God, that's a lot of money and a long time for a player who's been good, who's been great at times, but not over an extended period.
Yeah, and when you do pay somebody that amount of money and you do link yourself to them, and tie yourself to them for that period of time, it impacts on other decisions that you can make around the building of your team as well. So the decision is very much his, though.
Of course it is. And
the ball is in his court. Like, he can stay and he's got the 8 years and the $8 million or whatever it is, or he can go and maybe he can even get a better deal somewhere. But philosophically speaking, I am dead against giving players contracts that run that period of time.
If you are a North Melbourne supporter, given what you've seen now, would you be happy if he arrived at your club on a similar sort of wedge?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question.